While reading Nancy's article, Crinkled Eyes, in her daily devotional, we were discussing how we live in a fallen world where not everyone is living by Christ's standards. We see hate and injustice, often heartbreaking. How are we to respond? Nancy speaks of the need to act contrary to a prevailing spirit, to not give in to hate all around us, to believe in God's word and pray for others, even those persecuting us. That something different would be seen in us in those times. May we be a witness that will draw others to Christ. May others find peace and forgiveness in Christ as he is seen and glorified through our lives. May others come to know the Lord, his peace, his presence, his love, because of what they see in us, the redeemed of the Lord.
While passing through this world of sin, and others your life may view, be clean and pure without within. Let us see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Your life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Say, does it point them to the sky? Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling a story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you.
Fathers can sing this song of exhortation to others, Father. It's foolish for me to be talking to others about seeing Jesus until they can see him in me.
Let others see Jesus in me. Let others see Jesus in me. I'll tell the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in me. My life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Say, does it point them to the skies? May others see Jesus in me. May others see Jesus in me. May others see Jesus in me. I'll tell the story. Be faithful and true. May others see Jesus in me. May others see Jesus in me. May others see Jesus in me. My life tells a story. May it be faithful and true. May others see Jesus in me.